violated when she was forced to leave the flight halfway through at a stopover. The airline says other passengers complained. Lori Heasley says that's not democracy. This is Air America Radio News.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network.
And I'm Paul Rykoff from Operation Truth. What's up?
We got an awesome show for you guys tonight. Our theme is Geopocalypse.
Welcome.
Ball's translator from Iraq, who's one of the first Iraqis to get a visa, is going to be here, and he reveals what a real Iraqi thinks about President Bush's speech today. We're going to confront Fred Phelps. This guy has a site called GodHatesFags.com, and his newest campaign is applauding the deaths of American soldiers and showing up their funerals. We're going to actually probably witness the first time someone actually gets their head bitten off by Paul over the telephone lines. That's going to be exciting. Our lawyers are standing by. I'm just going to read you something from his flyer promoting a protest he has tomorrow. In big letters it says, "Thank God for IEDs." That's improvised explosive devices. God himself has become America's terrorist, killing Americans in strange lands. So that should be exciting. We're gonna give this guy a call later and call him out on his venomous hatred. Tomorrow, we're also doing the show tomorrow night, and we're going to be sitting in for Mike. We're going to have Serge Tankian from System of a Down on the show, along with Gideon Yago from MTV News, talking about celebrities and politics and how they interact.
Absolutely. We're also going to have Nate Fick on. He's the author of a new book called One Bullet Away. He is a former Marine Corps Special Ops officer who was in Tora Bora in Afghanistan. He fought in Iraq, and he's got some really interesting insight from inside the world of the Special Ops community and also talking about what to do now in Iraq.
We just want, if you guys haven't heard us before on the air, we'd like to tell you a little bit about ourselves. My name is Anthony LePay. I'm the editor of GNN.TV. It's the website for the Guerrilla News Network. We are sort of a strange hybrid between a news website and a television and film production company. We produced a documentary in Iraq called Battleground. We wrote a book called True Lies. A lot of you may know us from the video we did for Eminem called Mosh. And I've been working with Paul for the last couple months trying to do a new show, trying to bring some young energy here to Air America, and I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to punch people in the face and wake them up a little bit with our voices and our attitudes. We're also trying to be really innovative and get inside the war on terror. I served for a year on the ground in Iraq with the U.S. Army. We want to talk to soldiers on the ground. We want to talk to the Iraqis. We want to dig a little deeper and also bring a new attitude to radio. So we're excited that you're with us. You know, Mike Malloy has been nice enough to let us sit in and kick the wheels and take this puppy for a drive, and it's going to be a fun ride.
And we're going to like to hear from you later on tonight. We'll be taking calls. But first, our newest feature, Geopocalypse.
Welcome to the Geopocalypse.
The geopolitics, it has been probably one of the worst days the White House has had in a while. It's sort of double-barreled migraine is someone from the Arab press called it today.
Yeah, stuff's falling apart all around them.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you have Karl Rove, Bush's brain, at the 11th hour being brought in to testify for what people believe to be the fourth time with the special prosecutor in the Valerie Plame case. Most legal experts looking at this says that is an ominous sign and that Fitzgerald is looking to wrap up finally this investigation, and there may be indictments being brought down. There's rumors of up to 10 indictments maybe being brought against various members of the White House core. The lawyers are definitely working overtime inside the Beltway.
Pile it on, man. Pile it on. It's about time. I think the reckoning is upon us. These guys are long overdue to stand before the man. It took a while, but I want to see Rove wiggle and sway before a congressional hearing the same way that Roberts had to, because I don't think he's got the dexterity to pull it off.
So you got that going for him. And then you had a double-barreled spy case. Two spy cases there were developments in. One, a story that just broke for the first time today about, countries, the Philippines, one of our theoretically allies in the war on terror, a former U.S. Marine who was assigned to Dick Cheney's staff, actually, was charged with stealing classified information about Philippine leaders and sending it to current and former Philippine officials.
Shady dealings.
I mean, what's going on in this administration?
And it was also compounded by the fact that it was revealed that there were a number of people who had infiltrated the special operations training units, which are at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. These guys got inside, and the bottom line was their backgrounds weren't checked. So, you know, how tight is our security right now? I think it gets to the bigger question, which is, are we safer? And I think America's finally realizing that the Bush administration has not made us safer. That's finally coming apart at the seams, and we unfortunately see that tonight in New York as well. Well, there's a major terrorist threat upon us. You know, there's a story right now that there may be a terrorist attack in the near future on the New York subway system, and we're right here in New York, so this hits close to home. If you're out there in other parts of America, you might not be able to identify with the severity of the fear, I think, that's instilled on New Yorkers when something like this happens. I mean, you were just on the phone with your wife before we went on the air, and what'd you tell her?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I told her to walk over here. It's, you know, but both Paul and I were here for 9/11, and I was just telling Paul earlier, actually, I was in London in the early 90s, and there were bomb scares all the time. I remember walking out of a subway tube one time and seeing commandos rush in after me. The whole idea of a subway attack, to me, just plays on just all sorts of claustrophobic fears of just being trapped. And it's a very effective, even just the threat of that is a very effective terror weapon. And in a lot of ways, it really blows the door on Bush's whole idea of, you know, fighting him over there so we don't have to fight him over here, which we're going to be talking a lot more about Bush's speech a little bit later. But there's another spy case in a development in that. That's Lawrence Franklin, who is a analyst who was very tied to a pro-Israeli lobbying group. And he just pled guilty to passing secrets to two employees of AIPAC in admitting for the first time that he directly gave classified information to an Israeli government official in Washington. Another theoretical ally in our war on terror, spying on us and getting access to some of the highest levels of our government.
Yeah, and also there is the ongoing debate about the Supreme Court nominee Myers. I mean, Bush is getting it from all sides here. I mean, Trent Lott said over the last couple of days, quote, "Is she the most qualified person? Clearly, the answer to that is no." George Will, you know, conservative columnist, said Myers' name probably would not have appeared in any of those 10,000 names on the list of people would list as the top candidates. I mean, he's saying she's basically off the charts. And get this, Ann Coulter is actually firing at the president at this point. You know he's in deep doo-doo when Ann Coulter is not happy. And she said, quote, "However nice, helpful, prompt, and tidy she is, Harriet Myers isn't qualified to play Supreme Court justice on the West Wing, let alone to be on a real one." I mean, I never thought I'd quote Ann Coulter, but I am. And I think he's taking it from all sides. But what's interesting to note is that the people who are on the inside, the ones who have the hotline of the president, like Jerry Falwell, like Dobson, the head of Focus on the Family, are not that concerned. Dobson said something along the lines of, "So what I now know, I am not at liberty to talk about." Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah,
and I think he got that little phone call that said, "Hey, bud, don't worry about it. I got it covered."
Right. No, they have the little secret, like, ear tug, you know, "Oh, she's cool on the Roe v. Wade thing, and everyone is all right." I mean, I think she's definitely proven herself, at least if you look at her record, to be at least semi-sympathetic to the cause of gay rights, though not really. I mean, she actually had come out and, even though she publicly had said she was for, you know, giving them rights, she's not in favor of a gay marriage, but she wasn't in favor of repealing the sodomy laws in Texas.
Right.
So I don't know how far her sympathy goes for equal rights for homosexuals.
And there's no record to pick through.
Right.
And then because she's been counseled with the president, they're going to claim that a lot of documents are not available to be disclosed because of client privilege. And they're going to button up all the documents that could let us understand, as Americans, who this woman is.
And one thing that people aren't talking about is, you know, she came on after Alberto Gonzalez, who essentially is the architect, in my opinion, of their whole torture policies and allowing torture to go on across the world. And she hasn't. No one's really brought up the fact that, well, she hasn't come out and said anything about that, where she stands on the American use of torture.
Well, you know, that was also touched on last night by John McCain in an amendment that went through. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But when we come back, we'll play for you some of Bush's unprecedented detail that he talked about today in his speech this morning. It's 16 past the hour. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy. Stick around.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio, filling in of Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans, our factory's in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Oreck vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit oreck.com/relief. Thank you.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Welcome back. It's 21 after the hour. So today, our fearless leader, President Bush, gave a speech on Iraq. Now, this speech was originally intended to be delivered on September 11th, but with all the Katrina news coming down, they moved it back till today. And it was another pep rally speech. And what I have said is that I think we're done with pep rally speeches. We've had enough of these now, and what we need is leadership, and we need a plan, and we need him to articulate what he's going to do here.
And it's bizarre because they sold this speech as being something that they were going to bust out with a whole bunch of details and specific initiatives, and there was nothing there.
There's very, very little new information. So we're going to go right to a soundbite from this. This is President Bush talking today about the war.
In fact, we're not facing a set of grievances that can be soothed and addressed. We're facing a radical ideology with inalterable objectives to enslave whole nations and intimidate the world. No act of ours invited the rage of the killers, and no concession, bribe, or act of appeasement would change or limit their plans for murder.
It's a cliche to bring up 1984 in some ways, but you cannot help but talk about, I mean, this basically, essentially he's saying, get ready for unending war for your lifetime. There's nothing that we can do that to stop them. There's nothing within our policies that can assuage these people. It's back to that same simplistic idea of they hate us because of our flat screen TVs and right. our hamburgers and, you know, our blue jeans. I mean, it's amazing that because Iraq is going so bad, he has to bring it back into that 9/11 global war on terror framework.
And what he's also saying when he says we're facing a radical ideology with unalterable objectives, he's also saying we don't have a plan or metrics for success. I mean, that is Bush talk for you'll never know when we're done. And I think that's what he's gotten away with throughout. I mean, even in the initial stages of the war, American military commanders on the ground in Iraq offered the option of negotiating with the insurgents, trying to enable some of the tribes and dealing with them diplomatically. He didn't want to do it. Guys like Bremer and Wolfowitz said, no way. The civilian administrators told the military guys, no way, no negotiations, no politics, destroy them. If they fight us, destroy them. And the military commanders pushed back. Ultimately, the civilian guys won. And now we're left with this insurgency.
Right. And it's just combining the Islamic Jihad, which is one thing, with the war in Iraq, once again, which are two separate things. Yes, there are jihadists coming to Iraq, but they have a very specific grievance, which right. is U.S. out of Iraq. And that is just a very different thing. And people, and what this is doing is making everyone in this country believe that the insurgents are merely jihadists, when the fact is there's probably over 30 insurgent groups, some of which are Shiite, some of which are Sunni, some of which are guys on the corner whose cousin was killed.
They don't
and picked
know.
Up a gun.
They don't know. I mean, when Bush talks about insurgents and these bureaucrats talk about insurgents, I was on the ground in Iraq, and we killed guys that didn't wear identification cards. They didn't have dog tags. You couldn't say this guy was Syrian, this guy was from the northern part of Iraq. You didn't know who they were. I mean, there were so many reasons to hate us that everybody was kind of mashed together. So, you know, we're going to go to a second cut right now from Bush's speech today where he talks about the enemy.
Against such an enemy, there is only one effective response. We will never back down, never give in, and never accept anything less than complete victory. The murderous ideology of the Islamic radicals is the great challenge of our new century. Yet in many ways, this fight resembles the struggle against communism in the last century.
Now here we go. He's trying to link it to communism. He's trying to link it to Reagan's fight against the communists. And he says, we'll never accept anything less than complete victory. What the hell is complete victory? What are our metrics for success? How do we know when we're done? Is it oil production? Is it the security situation? Is it the number of Iraqis dead? We don't know. Even Chuck Hagel, a Republican, and mind you, a Vietnam vet, recently came out and said, we have no metrics for success or failure. And we've let him get away with that for way too long.
Yeah, it's interesting that he brings up the communism. I mean, if you look at his administration, it's starting to resemble very much the second term Reagan administration, which had over 100 indictments of people in its administration, and it really was only salvaged because of the collapse of the Soviet Union. Let's go to this last clip before the break.
This work involves great risk for Iraqis and for Americans and coalition forces. Wars are not won without sacrifice, and this war will require more sacrifice, more time, and more resolve.
But he doesn't ask for anything. He has still not asked average Americans for a single sacrifice. No military service, no rise in the gas prices, no increase in taxes. He continues to ask no one to do anything except the people in the military. It's ridiculous. When we come back after the break, we are going to have my interpreter from Iraq, Isam Pasha, a real live Iraqi who's going to give us his take on the speech. He's going to give us the idea of, give us an understanding of what the Iraqis are thinking, and also what was it like to be in Baghdad when the Americans invaded. Stick around, it's going to be really hot.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Antidrug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take. Ester C, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. Ester C works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Guerrilla News Network's Anthony LaPay and Operation Truth's Paul Rykoff on Air America Radio.
I'm part of a lost and restless generation.
Cable doers.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Oh, you look like a sensitive, intelligent guy. Don't make me shoot you.
Lock and load.
Anthony LaPay here from the Guerrilla News Network alongside Paul Rykoff of Operation Truth on Air America Radio, online at airamericaradio.com. We have a very special guest on the line here tonight, Ihsan Pasha. Tell us about Ihsan.
Okay, Ihsan Pasha is seriously one of the best human beings I've ever met. This guy was in Iraq when my unit got to Baghdad, and he volunteered to be an interpreter for the American forces coming in. He's a real Renaissance man. Speaks, I think, six languages. He's about 6'4". He kind of looks like Jesus on steroids with a big beard, a burly guy. He's an artist who's an incredible painter who's now living in America. He only got here about 4 months ago and now has a visa.
He's one of the only Iraqis or one of a handful of Iraqis that have been given a visa to come over.
Yeah, I haven't met any others. And he really was the best weapon I had on the battlefield. Better than an M16, better than any mortar, was a guy who spoke Arabic and was a diplomat and was very, very calm under fire and just an incredible representation of the Iraqi people. And I'm so happy that he's in this country just so people can understand that every Iraqi's not running around with an RPG on his shoulder. So I'm happy to have him on the line. Ihsan, you there, man?
Hello, Paul. How's it going?
Good, brother. Listen, man, you only got to America about 4 months ago. What were your first impressions of America, and what were some of the first things you did when you got here from Iraq?
Well, the first impression, well, after a casual checking, you know, at the airport was my friend, my American friend, who picked me up from the airport. And the thing is, it feels kind of like you are inside a screen. I mean, I live my life like anybody else, watch American movies, and especially most of them were about in New York. So now I'm in New York. I see the skyscrapers. I see the White Street. And I was like, wow. First time in a while, no bombs, and I felt completely safe. And, I mean, Americans are kind of warm. I mean, very much reminds me of Middle Eastern that I lived among. They're warm, and they are welcoming you and concerned about you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're an artist, so you know one of the great things is that you have this medium to express yourself. And talk a little bit about what it was like being an artist in Iraq under Saddam.
Well, the thing is, under Saddam, there are some regulations about art, some laws that you don't know why there's just bureaucracy. Like one of them, you cannot hang nudity in any gallery or something. Of course, it was difficult to get materials and media because we were understaged. So working with expensive materials that you can find, not everything, not many choices, very limited choices you would get there. So you have to create, you have to use what you have.
So what did you use, Isam? I know there's a special, I think a really creative way. What did you use when you couldn't find acrylics?
During the war, I couldn't find any colors, no stars and something. So I looked around and I was sure, I mean, you can create art out of anything. So my hands just reached to crayons, simple little crayons. So I thought of melting them, and I did. I melted them and worked in encaustic style, you know.
That's right, so you melted down crayons, and you couldn't find canvas. So what did you use instead of canvas?
Actually, I had those big old 33-round records, and I used the covers of the records, which was very good cardboard, to paint on them. And I created 28 wax paintings, represent some of them full abstract.
Let me ask you a question, Isam. You know, you spent, 10 years living under an American embargo. The Americans came in. A lot of people were killed, maybe people that you know. Did you have an ambivalence about working with so closely with the Americans?
Well, first, Iraqis were so hopeful about the big change because it's been just too long under Saddam, and they suffered a lot. So they were welcoming Americans. And for me, I thought that they are the army. They should, I mean, it would be kind of difficult to communicate with people. People see tanks on the street. They kind of, they are not really, that's not really tempting for people to communicate Americans. So they need some link in between, something to ease things up. The army, you know, they get the job done, but they need somebody to make people understand why they are doing this job. So
that's where you came in, Isam, and you worked as an interpreter for my infantry platoon for about a year. But, you know, I know you're kind of reluctant to talk about this sometimes, but what happened as a result of you working for us? I mean, what was it like living in Baghdad working for Americans?
Well, it gets more and more dangerous because, you know, they started to feel like the army, and they felt like they're on different sides, and those who work with Americans, they think of them like you are on their side, not in our side. That's what the thought was. Hey. And that's caused some interpreters their lives. Some were killed. Like, you remember, Paul, the 19-year-old Muhammad who used to work in the headquarters? He was killed right next to his house.
Yep, that's exactly right. This was a 19-year-old kid who was a college student who worked for our battalion, and basically somebody walked up behind him with a pistol and shot him in the head and killed him just because he worked for us.
And Isam, you were put on your name was on a death squad hit list?
Actually, a journalist friend of mine, he told me about this blacklist with the names of interpreters on them. So some say my name was there, but I didn't see the list with my own eyes. So I don't know, maybe it was.
So Isam, you know, you lived in the center of Baghdad, in Adamiya, which is right on the eastern bank of the Tigris River. You talked about what Iraqis felt when we first got there, but you and I both saw how things started to change over time. You know, what do you think now? You know, you only left 4 months ago. What do you think about the war in Iraq? I mean, what do you think about the day-to-day and what the future holds for Iraqis?
Well, I think we should separate between two things, the invasion of Baghdad, the removal of the regime, and what happened after the war. People were hopeful, and they have aspiration, you know, and they were ready to cooperate. But what happened later kind of frustrated people. There was kind of lack of organizing, and just people kept waiting too long, and they felt, well, kind of, they're not going to do anything. Just the army, having the army in Baghdad, they didn't come back soon to normal life.
So we're talking to Isam Pasha. He was an Iraqi interpreter for me when I was in Baghdad for about a year. He's now living in America in Connecticut as a part of an artist program. Anthony, go ahead.
Let's lighten it up a little bit. You came to New York. You were telling, you know, you met some women on the internet. I mean, is that the most American? I hate to call you out, but this is a great story. I mean, this is not the most American thing in the world to do.
Well, I've known Americans when I was in Iraq, some of them through the internet, and some of them I met them like the soldiers, like Paul. And actually, the art historian and my friend, I met him on the internet, and now we've become so close friends, and we have, you know, we are making an exhibition together. I met him on the internet, actually.
So, and but you also met some women on the internet, Esan. Be honest here. You've been walking around New York. You're kind of like an international man of mystery now.
Well, I mean, I met one lady on the internet.
All right, there we go.
I don't want to put you on the spot too much here, Esam. But talk to me about, what do people think about, what do you think the Iraqi people, and I know it's hard to generalize here, what do you think they think about George Bush?
Well, the thing about it, I mean, Iraqis, they are in pain. They were in pain for a long time. So it's not, I mean, now they don't trust or back many people. I mean, even the Iraqi government, they don't believe in it. They risked their lives and went there to elect them, and nothing happened. They just got new people, new chairs. So, I mean, they just lost hope in government. No matter the American George Bush government or the Iraqi government.
When we were in Iraq, I remember after they knocked Saddam's people out of the palace and we the Americans first took it over, you and I had a conversation on the top of a Humvee one day, and I said to you, you know, Esam, soon this will be the Iraqi people's. And I thought that the Americans would hand this grand palace over to the Iraqi people. And he said to me, no, you guys will keep it. I mean, and you were right, Esam. I mean, how does that feel to the Americans when you basically kick out one group of people from the Ivory Palace and you put in a new group of people, and the average Iraqi doesn't have access to that type of luxury?
Of course, that increased the disappointment feeling with Iraqis. First there was hope, and then after hope there was waiting, and after the waiting there comes the disappointment, and I'm afraid that's going to need so much time and work to change that. I mean, first, when the American army came, they could gain Iraqi support so much, so easily. But with long time, no development happened, nothing really changed a lot, people start to lose hope, lose patience, and lose cooperation.
So you're basically saying, which is what I feel, that the Americans had an opportunity and they blew it. So what do you think is the future? I mean, is Baghdad just going to continue to get worse?
I'm afraid maybe in this period it doesn't seem that it's going any better. But I'm sure with some more time, Baghdad's going to return to its glory. I'm certain of that. It's a history of 9,000 years. It's not going to end up just now. And I'm sure it's going to get back again. I mean, with work, with hope, with patience, we're gonna bring it back, with friends also.
Well, Esam, it's really awesome to have you with us tonight. And, you know, folks out there, we want to get your calls on. So give us a ring at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. Esam's really breaking it down for us from the Iraqi perspective. He's lived inside of Baghdad. And, Esam, thank you so much for being on with us tonight. And welcome to America, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. I mean, you were always great. You're always good to me there, and you're still good to me here. And I love you so much, brother.
I love you too, brother. Shukran.
Thanks, Esam.
Thanks.
So when we come back, we're going to get your calls on what Esam Pasha had to say about the Iraqi perspective, and also hear what your reaction was to Bush's speech today. Call us at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay filling in for Mike Malloy on Air America. It's 46 past the hour. Stick around.
And now, back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester C, and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
Hey, Truth Seekers, Malloy here. You're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on The Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, Anthony LaPay with Paul Rykoff on Air America Radio, streaming online at airamericaradio.com. We're taking your calls. Let's go straight to Josh in Long Island. What's on your mind, Josh?
We're going to line two. Josh, are you there, man? Josh, if you can hear us, go for it.
All right, let's take...
That was interesting.
That was patriotic.
Very interesting.
Let's go to Michael in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yes, sir. I was wanted to ask, I guess especially Paul, this. Paul, you were involved in the first assault on Fallujah, is that correct?
No, I was in the invasion phase till about spring of last year.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, did you see, did you notice the insurgency getting inflamed because of civilian, a direct effect of civilian casualties? They killed
yeah.
my cousin.
Good question.
People
good question.
Fighting now because yeah. of that reason.
Yeah, I think we did. I think there were a lot of reasons to be pissed off at Americans, and I think civilian casualties were part of it. And even more than the civilian casualties, kind of the heavy-handed nature of the period that came after the invasion. I mean, it's hard when you kick somebody's door in and you take their husband off, and you know, maybe or maybe not they're guilty. But at the end, in the immediate term, I mean, those kids in the house that I saw are trying to burn a hole through me with their eyes. I mean, they have a hatred that I saw that's really hard to overcome. So I think over time, you heard Esam talk about it, we had a sweet spot. I think that's true. We did have a sweet spot. But then Bremer disbanded the army, and he disbanded the civilian administrators who oversaw the sewage and the water and the electricity, and it was a mess. And the Iraqis, like Esam, looked to me and said, hey, man, turn our lights on, give us a car, fix everything, clean the water. And we just don't have the capacity to do that. And I think that's the real injustice of what the Bush administration has done, is they've given a false promise and false expectations to not only Americans, but also to the Iraqis. They were expecting much, much more from the greatest superpower on earth, and we just couldn't deliver and have been fighting uphill since.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for the call, man. We're going to go over to Doug in Staten Island. Doug, how you doing, man? Go for it.
Good evening, Paul. I've heard you quite a bit on the radio over the last year and a half or so, and I really feel for you and root for what you guys are doing there. You know, I have a lot of Arab friends, and what we talked about at the very beginning of the war was humiliation, and then it kind of fell by the wayside. But, you know, the way my friends have put it to me, you know, that we don't understand the culture. And with them, they say, you know, you do us one favor, and we have to do you 10 favors. But if you injure a cousin of mine that we've been fighting with for 20 years, or you humiliate him, our clan joins against you. Mm. And you see these things that are happening with these extrajudicial interrogations and the rest of it. You know, there's a good chance that I think this may help a little bit, you know, if we can somehow get the top echelons of the military to kind of retrain themselves.
Yeah, Well, you know, yesterday an amendment passed that Senator John McCain brought forward to essentially try to end the loopholes in the use of American use of torture and coercive techniques.
Right.
What it did was, and I had a long talk with John Shifton from Human Rights Watch earlier in the week about this. And what this amendment does essentially is it makes the Army's manual on interrogation,
right,
universal throughout the different armed forces, branches, and it's an important step forward. And it's more significantly, it passed 90-9. It was
right.
A big defeat
in direct opposition to what the president is trying to dish out. And I think Doug, that was a great call, and you ask an important question. But you know, there was a captain, Ian Fishback, who went to McCain, Senator McCain, this week and said, "Look, I went to the highest levels of my command, and the bottom line is we don't have guidance. We don't know how to do this. We were never trained in how to do this. I mean, as an infantryman, I was always taught on how to blow stuff up and kill people. Nobody ever taught me how to be a mayor of a small town. Nobody taught me how to fix an electrical grid. We're asking our guys to do things that are so beyond their training. You're setting them up for failure."
Yeah, all psychological studies have shown that in a vacuum of leadership, and people will be extremely cruel to other people. The famous Stanford studies looked at that and showed people basically becoming instant Nazis after a week who are controlling other people. And it's not about Americans, I think, soldiers being any worse than any other people. It's just that's what happens without a strong leadership telling them what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, and great calls. We're going to have in the upcoming segment Fred Phelps. He started GodHatesFags.com. I know, but it's true. Now he started a campaign against dead American soldiers. We're going to get him on the phone right after this, and I am going to make this man explain this logic to me and to us all.
I'm looking forward to this. Our lawyers are standing by. Hopefully, Paul can keep his cool. Stay tuned.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
A cheer for John McCain? Yeah, he's been a cheerleader for George Bush's misadventure in Iraq. Yeah, he essentially pimped for Bush in 2004. Yeah, he sucks up to social conservatives as he ponders another presidential bid. For instance, he recently said intelligent design should be taught in school, but this week, he poked Bush right in the snout. Despite a veto threat from Bush, McCain led, yes, led, the Senate to a 90-9 vote in favor of setting humane limits on the interrogation of detainees in Iraq and elsewhere. Given the damage done by the Abu Ghraib scandal, It's shocking that Bush would not support such a measure, but he didn't, and McCain shoved it down his throat. This measure still might be stripped out of the legislation down the road, but at least McCain has shown that when it comes to this issue of decency, Bush is far outside the mainstream. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, still waiting for plane gate charges. There will not be an announcement of indictments in the case involving the Bush administration leak about CIA officer Valerie Plame. White House advisor Karl Rove is going to again go before the grand jury looking into the case. This time, the White House advisor has been told there are no guarantees he could be indicted. People familiar with the investigation say that Rove offered to go before the grand jury for at least a fourth time. They say before accepting the offer, the special prosecutor investigating the leak sent Rove's lawyers a letter spelling out the possibility of an indictment and that whatever he said could be used against him. He was not given any warnings about an indictment before his other appearances before the grand jury. Rove's lawyer says he's been assured no decision has been made yet on criminal charges and says Rove did not get a target letter. The prosecutor investigating who in the Bush administration leaked Valerie Plame's identity. George Bush today warned al-Qaeda is still plotting against America as he seeks to revive support for the war in Iraq. Bush said militants are using Iraq as the main front for establishing a radical empire. He says at least 10 terror plots have been foiled since 2001, including three in the U.S. Bush says the ultimate goal of al-Qaeda is a tyranny stretching from Spain to Indonesia. And Bush says there's only one effective response, quote, we never back down, never give in. Bush's speech to the pro-democracy group in Washington came as polls putting support for the Iraq war at an all-time low. And Senate Democrats blasted the Bush comments. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says Bush failed to detail a strategy for the military, political, and economic successes which are needed to bring U.S. troops home from Iraq. Reid also says Bush continues to falsely assert there's a link between the war in Iraq and the September 11th attacks. Hotels along the Gulf Coast, some of them trying to make the transition from putting up hurricane evacuees to welcoming normal business travelers. At least one chain asking some evacuees to clear out to make room for people with reservations. Hilton Hotel says they were told when they checked in room availability would dictate how long they could stay. Evacuees in Louisiana have the law on their side, but there's no such protection in Mississippi. A woman was booted off a Southwest Airlines flight for wearing a T-shirt that bore pictures of George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Secretary of State Rice, and an expletive. Lori Heasley says her civil rights were violated when she was forced to leave the flight halfway through at a stopover. The airline says other passengers complained. Lori Heasley says that's not democracy. This is Air America Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
Anthony LaPay right here with Paul Rykoff. It's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, streaming online at airamericaradio.com. We are going to be here tomorrow night as well, and Mike's going to be back on Monday. We just want to take a minute to tell you a little bit about ourselves. I'm the editor of GorillaNews.com, which is the website of the Guerrilla News Network. We are a sort of hybrid between a TV production company and a online news service. We have about 7,000 bloggers from all over the world writing incredible stuff. We do films. Most of you may know me for the video that we did for Eminem called Mosh. Paul's the angry soldier. I'm the angry journalist. We're trying to bring you guys a little bit of a hipper, younger take here on Air America.
Yeah, man, we're just trying to spice it up. We're happy to be sitting in for Malloy. Great calls in the last segment. And we just want to give you a quick update on an evolving news story. It's the subway terror threat here in New York. And the NYPD and the FBI are investigating what they call a credible tip that 19 operatives have been deployed to New York City to place bombs in the subway. Security levels have been increased. They're calling the source credible, but the information hasn't been verified. They're saying that there may have been a threat involving pharmacists from Iraq coming to New York for some kind of chemical attack targeting the subways. It's linked allegedly to information they got off the battlefields in Iraq, where they said three insurgents, one or more of whom were pharmacists, were arrested during a raid by the Army and intelligence community. And one of these guys that they supposedly caught in Iraq disclosed this threat. So 19 guys were to place improvised explosive devices in the city subways using briefcases. And the police now have dogs, they have heavy weapons teams, and everything is really tightened up. And I think, to be honest with you, it's another indication that President Bush has not made us safer.
Yeah, I mean, it's eerie in a way. You know, the whole pitch is that we're fighting him there so we don't have to fight him here. And there you have what, you know, they're saying is a very specific, credible threat of something that, frankly, I'm surprised hasn't happened. I hate to say it, but I'm surprised that there hasn't been a truck full of chemicals and, or, you know, manure driving up and blowing up a building.
Yeah. I mean, it's not scaremongering. I mean, it's just thinking about the possibilities. And I'll tell you, when I got on the plane to go to Iraq, I remember having a conversation with my girlfriend and my family. And saying to them, be careful. If anything happens, you know, get out of New York. And I remember thinking when I got on the plane to go to the Middle East that I was more worried about them in New York than I was about me and my guys going to Iraq. I was really convinced that if we waged war on Iraq, that there would be multiple hits on U.S. soil. And I think Katrina also revealed to the American public how vulnerable we are. Bush has always said, we got to fight them over there so they don't fight us over here. Well, now we're realizing we're in trouble if we have to do both.
Yeah.
You know, 40% of the troops in Iraq right now are National Guardsmen. Our military is dramatically overextended. And we're really biting off a whole lot more than we can chew. And a lot of people have been saying we may start to draw down in Iraq, not because of the president's pressure, not because of the anti-war movement, not because of the political process developing rapidly in Iraq, but because the bottom's going to fall out of our military, and they're going to have to make a choice. Either you continue what you're doing in Iraq, or you keep America safe.
Yeah, I mean, finally, they're reorganizing the Homeland Security funds and the where they're putting their efforts in Homeland Security. For the last 3 years, they've been sending millions of dollars to, you know, Idaho to have, you know, specially trained chemical dogs, you know, to run around and protect, like, churches in Idaho. It's crazy. But finally, they know that they're starting to focus those Homeland Security funds on our ports, which is a very important issue. So hopefully some of these things, you know, Congress is finally starting to wake up and finally starting to, you know, get some oversight on this administration.
Well, you mentioned churches, and the next guest we have on the line is a man who comes from a place called Westboro Baptist Church. He's a very, very controversial preacher who's been mentioned in the news, and he's got an incredibly controversial site that is really a direct attack on the homosexual community of America and of the world. And they released a press release yesterday. This is a really interesting piece where this comes from the man's website. It says, America bombed our church using an IED, improvised explosive device, made by, and these are his words, fag students at Washburn University in Topeka. In his retaliatory wrath, and he's talking about God's wrath, God is killing Americans with Muslim IEDs. And he calls America a rich fag nation with state-of-the-art weaponry blown to bits by cheap IEDs made by dirt-poor Iraqis. So we've got on the line with us now Mr. Fred Phelps, and I've been eager to talk to you for some time, sir. I just want you to give our listeners some background, if you would, please. What is the Westboro Baptist Church? How many members do you have, and what is your mission?
Well, Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas, as it happens next month, will be our 50th anniversary. And this idea of taking to the streets to preach on this subject of the homosexual juggernaut began about 15 years ago with us, and since then we've had over 20,000 of these pickets all across 50 states and 367 cities, the latest being yesterday in Wisconsin, where we picketed two funerals of two dead soldiers blown up by IEDs in Iraq.
I want to get to that in a second, sir, but before we get there, you run a site which I personally think is pretty despicable, called GodHatesFags.com. Let me introduce you properly here. Settle down for a second.
Well, you call that a proper introduction?
To be honest with you, given your history, I'm trying to be diplomatic here and giving you a chance to speak.
Well, I don't want you to strain yourself.
Well, I have to be honest with you. I have to with you right now, sir. Well, let me ask you this, sir. On your site, you say that, oh, it's so disappointing to lose you, sir. Already, we haven't even gotten into the fact that tomorrow he's got a protest plan. And people that might say to us, why are you even having this guy on? And I'm telling you right now why we're having this guy on, because he's spewing hate all over this country. And he has a right to protest, okay? I defend his right to do that. I'll go around the world to defend that. But you know what? We have the right to bring him on the air and tell people where his church is, okay, which is in Topeka, Kansas, on Southwest 12th Street. And tomorrow, this guy is going to be protesting the funeral of a dead soldier because he says we are a fag nation. Tomorrow there's going to be a funeral for Sergeant First Class Casey Howe, 32 years old from Philadelphia, New York. He was killed in Iraq just a few days ago. He joined the Army 14 years ago and was 5 weeks into his second tour in Iraq. Sergeant Howe was survived by three children, 9, 7, and two stepchildren who were 9 and 5. Tomorrow there's going to be a funeral in Michigan, and this freaking clown, this fascist, this hate monger, is going to protest the funeral of a dead soldier because he doesn't agree with our policy on homosexuality. You know what? I don't even know what to do. I was hoping he would stay with me. I hope I find him in a dark alley.
There's some bizarre. I mean, first of all, you got to just the guy's obsessed with homosexuals. I mean, which is anyone who's read Psychology 101 knows anyone that obsessed in hating, there's something just much deeper going on. Number two, there's just some bizarre leaps of logic going on. And what I'm curious to know is really how much of that is seeped into how many people are actually following this guy.
I think he really is. He promotes the IED attacks on American soldiers, and I think he supports terrorism. I want to know, is he funneling money to terrorists? I think that, and I wish he would have stayed on to defend himself here, but I want to know if he's siphoning money off to terrorist organizations that conduct these IED attacks.
You know, and I'm not saying this guy is in any way equivalent to the Jerry Falwells or the Pat Robertsons. But there is an interesting connection between radical Islam and the radical far right wing. They both are very essentially fascist. They hate homosexuals. They have a very backwards view of women. And in a lot of ways, you could say ideologically, the far right Christian right and the far radical elements of Islam have a lot in common.
Well, I think this guy, if he supports the insurgent tactics so much, should go and join them. I think that his ideology is not far away from that of Al-Qaeda, and it really is a threat to our national security. I really do believe that people like him can be, if they take it this far, a threat to national security. Well, and I think to be honest with you, people, if you're listening right now, this is why I tell you his site, because he lists every single American soldier's funeral he's going to be going to. And if you live in that area, tomorrow, he's going to be in Port Huron, Michigan, 62 miles from Detroit. At 3 o'clock, he is going to do what I think is the most despicable, un-American, hateful, bigoted thing. He's going to protest a dead soldier's funeral, okay? Which I think is the most distasteful thing I've ever even heard of. And I think that if you're in that area, you need to go there and insulate that family. Regardless of how you feel about this foreign policy and about this war in Iraq, hate mongers like him need to be, I won't say they need to be silenced, but they need to be drowned out by the voices of intelligence and humanity. And this is no man of God.
Absolutely. I agree, Paul. What do you think? Give us a call at 866-303-2270. It's 866-303-2270. We want to hear what you think about this convergence of far-right ideology and hate.
Well, this is one thing I want to get into. Sean Hannity tried to link him to the left. They said that this guy, he tried to say that this guy is somehow linked to the progressive movement because he was protesting a funeral, which I think is ridiculous because all Americans have finally learned to separate the war from the warriors. But this guy just wants publicity for his demented agenda.
Yeah, it's interesting how they won't stoop to anything to try to link the anti-war movement to being anti-soldier, and it's a real shame. And that's one of the reasons I'm here doing the show with you, because I want to people to understand that the left, understands the plight of the American soldier, and it's very important. So we're going to hear from you guys when we get back from the break. It's 866-303-2270. It's 866-303-2270.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaFay and Paul Rykoff.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Truth, justice, Rykoff and LePay sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LePay back on Air America. We just got finished with a very brief conversation with the pastor, Fred Phelps, who believes in picketing the funerals of American soldiers because he doesn't approve of homosexuality. And he hung up on me, and that is really disappointing, but I think he's a coward, and I think he is a bad American. And I think he's a wuss. And I think if he really cared about any of these issues, he'd meet me in a very public place to have a charity boxing match for, I think, the charity of your choice, Anthony. You pick a charity, and I will knock this guy's head off and raise some money, because the fact that he's protesting a funeral tomorrow, protesting at a funeral of a dead soldier, boils my blood beyond belief.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously insane, but I agree with you. It's a shame. What do you think, America? Let's take a call here. Justin, on line two, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello? Justin, go for it, Justin.
Bring it down.
Hey, I just was listening to your show, and I was enjoying the conversation, partly due to the fact that I'm actually from Kansas City, and Fred Phelps is based in Topeka, Kansas. So I grew up listening to or hearing about this guy and seeing him at events, and I also went to the University of Kansas, and he protested on campus there fairly regularly, even though one of his children attended the university, which is kind of bizarre to me. But he's actually got kind of an interesting history. At one point, if I remember correctly, he was one of the attorneys on the Brown versus Topeka Board of Education for the Brown side. So that's kind of his historical connection to the left. But then as soon as the left and homosexuality, which is a logical combination to us rational people, kind of emerged, that's when he kind of abandoned that group, as well as kind of became a little more insane himself.
So, Justin, you've seen this guy on the ground. I mean, what do these ridiculous spectacles of a protest look like? How many people actually come out for this?
It's really kind of sad and bizarre all at the same time. It's him, and pretty much the people who protest with him mostly are related to him in some way.
Right.
It's all a bunch of kind of middle America, overweight soccer moms, as well as small children, in sweatpants and whatever. It doesn't look very organized or...
I wouldn't even want to disrespect soccer moms or middle America by associating him with them. I mean,
that's
I think
true.
This guy is completely off. How big is he, man? How tall is he?
He's probably about average. He used to be a little on the heavy side, but I heard rumors that he's been fairly sick in the last few years. He's fairly old.
Well, maybe that vengeful God is going to take a little piece of his health over the course of the next few years. Justin, thanks for the call. That's a great one. So he's got a church in Topeka, Kansas, Westboro Baptist Church. I'm going to tell you the address. It's 3701 Southwest 12th Street. If you're bored and you want something to do and you want to silence a bigot, go to his church and protest his church. It's well within, you know, your rights as an American. He wants to express his rights. Well, we're going to express our rights and counter him. I mean, you're a guy from Berkeley. I mean, what do you think of the protests, Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I grew up in Berkeley, California. It was every crazy street preacher on the planet who was preaching all sorts of bizarre religions. But, you know, a lot of it, there wasn't a lot of hate like that. I mean, I think you really got to go to a lot of, you know, the middle America, where there's a lot of real, you know, anti-homosexual feeling that unfortunately is prevalent.
Well, let's go to Stephanie on line five. He's in Madison, Wisconsin. Stephanie, thanks for joining us. Go ahead. You're on.
Oh, God, you guys are so awesome. I love you both.
Well, thank you. We love you back.
All right. Oh, man, it's just, you're great. Anyway, I have to tell you that I am so glad you had this guy on because, you know, as I told you, screener, you need to expose vermin to the light of truth. And this guy is just, he's a sick bastard. He really is.
I think you're right.
He is. And I'm a believer. I will pray for him, pray for healing. You know, but it's just, it's, especially, it's one, you know, it's horrible. We had the Laramie Project play up here, and that bunch came up to Madison, I believe, some time ago. And, you know, it was such a heinous thing. But then to be protesting the death of soldiers. I mean, these people, you know, are suffering so badly, the family. And
it's demented. It's demented.
It is totally insane. It's just
it is. And yeah. Thank you, Stephanie, so much for the call. We want to get some more calls. I want to pound on this guy. I mean, obviously the lines are lit up and people want to talk about it. I think it's a compelling subject. We can't run away from hate mongers. You can't just ignore them. I think you need to expose them to the light. And bring down the fury. Bring the pain in whatever way we can legally do on this guy's existence so he can't impregnate the rest of the world with his hatred and his vitriolic crap.
Paul just took off his shirt. He's pounding the walls of the studio as we speak.
I'm about to unleash the fury. It's 27 past the hour, Air America Radio.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaFay and Paul Rykoff.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning-after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
34 past the hour, I'm Paul Rykoff, and I'm pissed off. We just had Fred Phelps on, the hate monger, from a place called Westboro Baptist Church. The phone lines are rocking. Obviously, people are as ticked off as I am. And we're going to go to Joe, who's in Northern Kentucky on line two. Joe, how you doing, man? Go for it.
Hi, Paul, and I want to thank you for taking my call.
Of course, thanks for waiting.
Fred Phelps is one of the most despicable human beings who has the nerve to call himself a Christian. And
amen to that.
The whole idea of protesting at a soldier's funeral is just audacity to me, that he could even think of doing something like that. I mean, a soldier, whether they're drafted or whether they join the military, once they're in there, they're owned, and they have to follow their commands. They don't have a choice. And when they come home, I think they should be honored, dead or alive.
Yep, I think you're right, Joe, and I think you make an important point. And that's that these guys don't determine when and where they go to fight. I mean, they are the executors. I hate to use that word. They are responsible for carrying out our foreign policy.
That's right.
That foreign policy is created by you and by me and by people all around this country. And you know, I said before, and whether or not we like it, you know, this war is in our name and on our behalf. And these guys have sacrificed a great deal. And I think the last thing they need to do is deal with a despicable character like this in a critical time of mourning.
Well, Phelps isn't a Christian. He's the devil in sheep's clothing, is what he is. comes as a Christian. He claims to be a Christian, but he preaches hatred. This is the insurgency in our country. This right-wing Christian hatred that is dividing our country, that's a part of this administration, that's a part of our Congress, that is the problem in this country. This is the most dangerous group of people in the United States right now.
Joe, thanks so much. You know, that's what I was just saying, is that this is really the tip of the iceberg of a movement and a political philosophy that does hate and discriminates. And whether, you know, just he's out there with this, you know, website that says God hates fags, but really what's different than that than the people who are against giving civil rights and basic right to marry to people who have different sexual orientation? Well, to me, I don't see there's any difference.
There is a difference. I mean, I think there is a difference, but I think it's important
to recognize. I think it's saying exactly the same thing.
He's a threat beyond, he is an active threat, okay? He is actually, I think, endangering other people at times. And he supports terrorist. He's already said that, you know, the IEDs are the wrath of God. I wanted to ask him if he's actually funneling money to terrorists. I want to know if anybody's actually investigated whether or not the Westboro Baptist Church has siphoned money off to Al-Qaeda. Because obviously he approves of this. Obviously he encourages this. He protests on behalf of this demented agenda. And I think, you know what, I don't even know where to begin. All right, we're going to go to another call. Bernie on line 5. How you doing, Bernie?
Doing well. How are you guys tonight?
Good. Go for it, Bernie. You're on the air.
You guys are doing a great job. I'd like to say that. Listen, I'm a former paratrooper. I live in the Port Huron area here where Sergeant Howe is about to be honored tomorrow.
Oh,
great. And I was wondering what we in the area could do to support the family while not escalate this situation and blow it out of proportion and really achieve the goals of these crazy people by making a fiasco out of it.
You know, I think that's a great question. I mean, you're a paratrooper. You remember when you guys all stood on line in formation? I mean, what if you guys just basically drove a line between him and the funeral? Just get a bunch of people to stand up and block him from even having line of sight on the funeral.
Yeah, and to me, you know, silence can be the strongest, you know, form of protest. Getting in their face and this guy wants confrontation.
Right, I agree.
You know, it's a great idea of just standing there, being strong, supporting this family, but not letting them draw you into that, you know, dialogue and yelling and screaming, because that's what they want.
I think that's right. And I also think, you know, you should encourage your congressman to investigate the finances of Westboro Baptist Church. And also, you know, if he's going to protest somewhere else, I mean, that's why I put his site out there. I didn't want to get this guy on at the outset, but I think it's important to expose him. And his site will tell you where he's going to be every time. And I think it's a great thing for people in those local communities to stand up against this guy and mitigate the risk of him doing anything. And you can also, you know, go to website. Our website has a great resource, OperationTruth.com. There are charitable resources for soldiers there and their families. Again, regardless of how you feel about the war, you know, you can support these guys and their families.
Let's go to Pastor Marie.
Pastor, are you there?
Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. Go ahead. You're on.
Oh, okay. I missed the meeting or the interview with Fred Phelps. I wish I could have.
It was quick.
If you blinked, you missed it. Yeah.
I was at a peace organization meeting.
Good.
But I'm getting in on the discussion now, and I had that Fred Phelps story to share with you.
Please do.
Kind of interesting. I was pastoring a church in Kansas City, Kansas, and a few years ago, and our bishop Fritz Muti had lost 2 sons to AIDS. Just Fritz is a beautiful man, just a real sweetheart, very compassionate, just a wonderful guy. And Fred Phelps and his folks would go over and picket Bishop Muti's office in Topeka frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And this kept happening over and over again, and I'd be there for meetings, and I'd see the picketing and see the people, and really, honestly, there was no joy, there was no love, there was no compassion.
Right.
The faces were just almost blank. It was
But folks did something, right? Didn't I saw it in the pre-screen here. You said folks got fed up and did something, right? What'd they do?
Yes, they did. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go for it. What'd they do?
What happened was there's a strip mall very near the conference offices. And I guess they just got fed up with it. And so I was there for a meeting, and it looked as though there was a sign in every single window of this large strip mall. And I know it was up on the marquee in large letters, and it said, "Hate is not a family value."
Yep, I think that's exactly right.
Kept that up for a very long time, and eventually Phelps didn't picket Fritz.
You know, that's a beautiful story, because, you know, a lot of times the good part about this kind of just blatant out there hate is it can really make people question their own values.
Exactly.
and come out and try to understand you know, where they stand in things, and I think that's if there any positive can come out of a guy like this, it's a story like that. Thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah, I think, you know, you obviously, Pastor, sound like what I think is a real person of God. and Phelps is not. And I think it's important for people of faith to make sure that guys like this don't hijack your values.
Exactly.
And guys like this don't speak on your behalf or anyone else's behalf. I think he's a demented, marginalized person who, I don't know what kind of family upbringing he had, but obviously it wasn't nice.
I think the question to ask ourselves whenever we're faced with religious bigotry is, where is the love? Where is the compassion?
Mm-hmm.
Because every single one of the world's major religions teach compassion on behalf of the other. And if we don't see that, then I think we have to question, well, what are the underlying values then?
Yep, I think that's a great question. And Pastor, thank you for joining us on the line. We appreciate that. I think, you know, you're laying it down in a way that I think is an even and honest and careful tone. I get a little ticked off sometimes, and my emotions get the better of me. But his voice just curls my skin, man.
Yeah, Paul's put his shirt back on, everyone. He's calmed down a little bit. The swelling has gone down. Let's go to Peter in Austin, Texas, who actually has a bone to pick about the fact that we put this guy on the air.
Oh, hey. Yeah, this is Peter. No, I don't really have a bone to pick. It just occurs to me that, you know, this guy Fred, I went to the University of Kansas, and he'd show up at, you know, at any kind of event, and, you know, he would show up at anything, and the more hate he could rile up, I think the happier he was. And he doesn't, you know, to me, he doesn't represent a movement, really. He's just totally crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like, it seems like, it borders on a stunt to have him on, because he's not representative of anything. He's just a nutcase.
Well, yeah, I disagree with you there. I absolutely disagree with you. I think he does represent the far right wing of this country, not in protesting the soldiers. I mean, that is obviously insane. But his spewing hate for homosexuals and the homosexual lifestyle is absolutely part of the far right wing, which represents a very good chunk
of
this
also,
country.
But Anthony, not approving of something and actively trying or encouraging the perpetuation or violence in response to that, I think, is different. I mean, would you put this guy in the same basket as Dobson from Focus on the Family?
No. I mean, I put him in the same ideology. I think denying people civil rights, just like denying black people in this country civil rights, is a form of hatred. And I think that it's the same thing with gays in this country. To not give them the same rights is telling them that they're inferior, that there are something's wrong with them, and that is a hateful message that is very damaging to people. So I think they are very linked.
Yeah, well, Peter, thank you. That's a great call. And, you know, we're just talking about this guy, who I won't even mention, but he's a man of hate. In the next segment coming up, we're going to go to a man of peace. An incredible artist and activist named Michael Franti. He fronts a band called Spearhead. He does amazing work, diplomacy and peace around the world. And we're going to have him on to, I think, balance us out a little bit and drop some knowledge and give us some thoughts from inside the music industry, too. He's an incredible guy.
Yeah, we're going to get our karma in check after the break. Stay tuned.
Absolutely. So, you know, stick around. We're going to have Michael Franti on to talk about the peace that can confront the hate of people like this man, who I won't mention. Stick around. It's going to be a great discussion. 44 after the hour. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans, our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
And now, back to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay for Mike Malloy.
I'm Paul Rykoff. Alongside me is Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network, online at GNN.TV. It's 49 past the hour. Online, Air America is streaming at AirAmericaRadio.com. We're filling in for Mike Malloy tonight and tomorrow. And on the line now, we've got a fantastic man, a guy who is an incredibly innovative artist and activist. He's been really patient, and I know there have been some technical problems on our end getting him on the line, and I'm very proud to have Michael Franti on the line. Michael, you're with us, man.
I'm doing great, Paul. How are you feeling?
Feeling good, man. Thank you so much for being patient and getting on the line with us. And, you know, give us the latest, man. You've done some incredible stuff, and give us the latest from the world of Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Well, we just got done finishing up our 7th annual Power to the Peaceful Festival, which is a festival that we do in Golden Gate Park for 50,000 people. It's a free concert. We've got a lot of great speakers and social justice organizations that come out. And every year we do it on September 11th. First year it started out being a day of art and culture for Mumia Abu-Jamal, and we selected the day September 11th because of the number 911, and we wanted to say this is an emergency, his case. And then in 2001, the attacks of September 11th occurred, and so that day took on a whole new significance, and now it's a day when we bring the community together to say that, you know, maybe there's other ways that we could consider going other than sending our young men and women off to die and to kill in countries where maybe diplomacy would be, you have greater effect.
Well, Michael's online. If you haven't heard Michael's music, you need to. SpearheadVibrations.com. He's putting together some amazing stuff. And, Michael, when I first met you, we had talked about something that you had just done, which really blew my mind. You don't just talk the talk. You walk the walk. You went to the Middle East. You went to Iraq, and you went, I believe, through Palestine also, right? And you made a documentary film. Tell us about your trip, and tell us about that film.
Well, I got, probably like you and a lot of the listeners, I got sick and tired of listening to generals and politicians talking to me about the economic cost of war and the political cost of war without ever mentioning the human cost of war. And one night I was sitting up on our tour bus and I was watching this general explain about the MOAB, the mother of all bombs.
Right.
It could go below five stories of concrete below the earth. And I was thinking to myself, well, gosh, how do we know there's no people near there? And I started reading up on Baghdad. It's a city of 5 million people, and how could we drop all these bombs and not hit people?
Right.
But I didn't see any of their voices or their faces on TV, and so I decided to go there myself. So I bought a plane ticket, I took my guitar and a video camera, and I went there. I played for Iraqi civilians on the street and in hospitals and in their homes and mosques. I played for our U.S. soldiers who were over there. And then I went to Israel and Palestine, to the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and did the same thing, just walked down the street in Gaza and would, approach people and say, hey, can I play a tune for you? And then I'd turn the camera on them and say, tell me what your life is like under occupation, or tell me what it's like to be an Israeli soldier at a checkpoint. And then I made a film about my time there called I Know I'm Not Alone.
Wow, hey, this is Anthony. I'm a Bay Area guy myself. It's great to finally talk to you.
Thanks,
a huge fan of what you do. I was over there myself earlier, actually, than you were in Iraq. What were some of the things that you found that surprised you, that maybe sort of, did anything change your mind about the way things were over there?
Well, I think the biggest surprise for me was just how many Iraqis were glad that we came there. They believed what Bush said when he said Operation Iraqi Freedom. They thought we were going to come over there, take out Saddam, and leave them with their country, and this new liberation and democracy could really occur.
Yeah, I found exactly the same thing, and a lot of people on the left don't want to hear it when I say that to people.
Yeah.
Is that most people, even a lot of Sunnis, were extremely happy to be out from under Saddam.
Yeah. Michael, I want to ask you a critical question, because you're one who's stepping out in front on all these political and international diplomacy issues, on the humanity issues. Break it down for me here. Tell me, why aren't more musicians talking about the war? Why aren't more musicians just opening the dialogue and even writing music about what's happening here? It seems like you're one of a small group, and the mainstream guys are afraid to do it. What's going on with that, man?
I think that it's, it's a matter of, at the end of the day, it's about people fearing that they're going to lose their audience. And that comes down to dollars and cents. People just don't want to take a risk writing songs that they may feel will alienate them from the clear channels of the world, or from, fans of theirs who might have supported the war. I think that at the end of the day, what makes a great song or a great piece of art is some form of truth. It could be a spiritual truth, a sexual truth, a political truth. It doesn't matter. And when we look around in the world today, we can't ignore the truth that every day we see our young men and women coming home in body bags. Every day we hear about injured people coming back, and every day another group of people end up homeless on the street, having served their country for what they believed in, which is supporting democracy and peace around the world. And they find that they go somewhere else and they're not supporting that at all.
Yeah, after 9/11, speaking of fear, I mean, you had some run-ins with your band, at least did, with the police that a lot of people thought maybe were political. Is that true?
One of the members of our band has a sister who's in the army, and she is in Iraq at the moment. And so we performed at a peace concert on March 15th in 2003, and the next day, March 16th, there were two plainclothes military police people that showed up at his mother's house and asked her a bunch of questions about her son who's in this band, and then she's also got a daughter who's in the military, and what are their connections. They had his tax or his flight records. They had his bank account records. They wanted to know why he had been to Japan twice in the last month.
Wow.
They had all kinds of details.
That freaked me out. I remember hearing that story.
Yeah, they had all the names of the people in our office. They wanted to know why our management was called Gorilla Management.
Well, you're talking to Anthony, who runs the Gorilla News Network, so I think some plainclothes guys may be waiting for him outside after. Michael Franti, thank you so much for joining us, man. I think you're an incredible voice of inspiration and truth in a time where we really need it. If you've never heard or seen him, check him out online, spearheadvibrations.com. Michael, thank you so much for a piece
thank
of your
you.
Valuable time and your inspiration.
Thanks. He's playing at the Fillmore in San Francisco in November 25th and 26th, and in the Harvest Ball, which is on November 25th through the 27th. Check them out online at spearheadvibrations.com. Thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah, when we come back, pressure is mounting for Christopher Walken to run for president. We'll see if we can get him on our show tonight to announce or at least lay out some of his policies. Stick around. It's 57 past the hour on Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
American Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, still waiting for plane gate charges. There will apparently not be an announcement of indictments in the case involving the Bush administration leak about CIA officer Valerie Plame. White House advisor Karl Rove is going to again go before the grand jury looking into the case. This time, the White House advisor has been told there are no guarantees he could be indicted. People familiar with the investigation say that Rove offered to go before the grand jury for at least a fourth time. They say before accepting the offer, the special prosecutor investigating the leak sent Rove's lawyers a letter spelling out the possibility of an indictment and that whatever he said could be used against him. He was not given any warnings about an indictment before his other appearances before the grand jury. Rove's lawyer says he's been assured no decision has been made yet on criminal charges and says Rove did not get a target letter. The prosecutor investigating who in the Bush administration leaked Valerie Plame's identity. George Bush today warned al-Qaeda is still plotting against America as he seeks to revive support for the war in Iraq. Bush said militants are using Iraq as the main front for establishing a radical empire. He says at least 10 terror plots have been foiled since 2001, including three in the U.S. Bush says the ultimate goal of al-Qaeda is a tyranny stretching from Spain to Indonesia. And Bush says there's only one effective response, quote, we never back down, never give in. Bush's speech to the pro-democracy group in Washington came as polls putting support for the Iraq war at an all-time low, and Senate Democrats blasted the Bush comments. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says Bush failed to detail a strategy for the military, political, and economic successes which are needed to bring U.S. troops home from Iraq. Reid also says Bush continues to falsely assert there's a link between the war in Iraq and the September 11th attacks. Hotels along the Gulf Coast, some of them trying to make the transition from putting up hurricane evacuees to welcoming normal business travelers. At least one chain asking some evacuees to clear out to make room for people with reservations. Hilton Hotel says they were told when they checked in room availability would dictate how long they could stay. Evacuees in Louisiana have the law on their side, but there's no such protection in Mississippi. A woman was booted off a Southwest Airlines flight for wearing a T-shirt that bore pictures of George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Secretary of State Rice, and an expletive. Lori Heasley says her civil rights were violated when she was forced to leave the flight halfway through at a stopover. The airline says other passengers complained. Lori Heasley says that's not democracy. This is Air America Radio News.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Hi, Truth Seekers. It's Mike Malloy. I'll be back at my regular time soon. In the meantime, you're listening to Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America Radio.
I'm Paul Rykoff. Alongside me is my fearless compatriot, Anthony LaPay. I'm from OperationTruth.com, an Iraq veterans organization. Anthony is one of the masterminds behind Guerrilla News Network. Check them out online at GNN.TV. We're filling in for Mike Malloy tonight and tomorrow night. We're going to have a jam-packed lineup. Tonight's been really exciting. We're the new guys around here, and we're kicking the tires and taking this puppy for a spin, and we hope you'll stick around with us. We're going to really crank it up here in the second phase of our angry and passionate debate about all that is right and wrong in the world.
And lot wrong.
But we can make it right, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get on the airwaves. We wanted to take activism to the airwaves. And, you know, bring you a little bit of a taste of talk radio for the next generation. That's what we'd like to do. But tomorrow night, you want to stick around because we're going to be sitting in again for the great Mike Malloy. And we're going to have Serge Tankian, the lead singer from the band System of a Down. They're doing some really incredible, innovative music. They're really attacking Bush. They've been out in front in the activist movement.
These guys are trailblazers.
They really are.
They came out with really one of the first anti-war videos that came out before the invasion that Michael Moore directed. That was censored by the major music video networks. And I actually have an inside story about that I'm going to talk about tomorrow, about censorship inside one of the biggest music video networks.
And speaking of music video networks, we're going to talk to Gideon Yago. He did a lot of stuff covering both Bush and Kerry during the election campaign. He's been to Iraq and Afghanistan and talks a lot to musicians. We're going to talk to him about the media and the war. And we're also going to talk to a guy named Nate Fick. He's an Iraq war veteran that's now in graduate school at Harvard. He was a Special Forces Recon Marine in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and he's got a great new book out called One Bullet Away, The Making a Marine Corps Officer.
Yeah, this guy has been there, man. He was in Tora Bora when we basically let bin Laden slip out of the country. He was in the tip of the spear of the Iraq invasion. He's also chronicled, he's a huge star in that book, Generation Kill,
right,
by the Rolling Stone journalist, which is probably one of the best books about Iraq and the war out today. This guy could easily be the next president of the United States. Well, 2016, easy.
He's incredible. He's really an important voice of reason and experience and credibility. He's a guy like Paul Hackett. Paul Hackett's somebody who's emerged and can help this country understand the war, and I think Nate Fick is going to be another important voice to help us do that.
And he says the O word.
Oil.
Oil.
He went on Lou Dobbs and said quite frankly that, look, man, part of the reason we're in Iraq is for the oil. We got to admit that. And you know, Lou Dobbs, you can see his eyes roll back in his head, but, you know, he breaks it down, and I think he speaks very honestly and with incredible credibility. He's going to be on tap for our show tomorrow night, so you want to definitely check that out. Now we're going to go to a segment that Anthony and I really feel strongly about. It's something that the mainstream media will not do. We're going to break it down. We did it the other night, and we got a positive reaction, and it's a segment that we call Honor the Fallen. As of today, October 6, 2005, a total of 1,945 American troops have been killed in Iraq and 240 in Afghanistan. But do you know anyone who's been to Iraq? Probably not. Never before in American history has such a small percentage of the American public fought in a major conflict, less than 1%. For most Americans, the war in Iraq is an issue rather than an experience.
But the names, ages, and hometowns of those who died are buried in the newspapers, far from the front page. America's sons and daughters are not pieces on a chessboard, and regardless of how we feel about the war itself, we have a moral obligation to remember their sacrifice. The Bush administration has consistently hidden the human cost of this war from public view. They still forbid us from seeing the coffins of those who have died. And President Bush doesn't even attend their funerals. He refuses to honor the fallen.
But we will not, because America must push back. You must push back. Patriotism means facing the consequences of our country's actions. We can honor the fallen by making the country they fought for and died a better one, one worthy of their sacrifice. If we truly want to honor the fallen, then the first thing we must do is to acknowledge their death. That's what we're doing tonight, and we'll continue to do every single night we're on the air.
These are the latest American service members killed in action as released by the Department of Defense. Naval Petty Officer 2nd Class Brian K. Joplin died on Tuesday when he fell from a Navy helicopter during a training mission. Johnson was 32 and lived in Corpus Christi, where he survived by his wife and two children.
Marine Private First Class Andrew D. Bettard died Tuesday when he was killed by a roadside bomb. Bettard was 19 years old, and he stayed in frequent phone contact with his friends at the University of Montana. He had planned to attend the University of Montana after his tour with the Marines.
Army Reserve Sergeant Larry W. Pankey Jr. died Monday of non-combat injuries suffered in Iraq. Pankey was 34 years old. He died at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, where he was being helped for his injuries, which he suffered on September 2nd.
Also on Monday, an improvised explosive device killed three soldiers in Haqlayana, Iraq. The dead were Army Private First Class Roberto C. Baez, Army Specialist Jacob T. Vanderbosch, and Army Sergeant Brian W. Large. Baez was 19 years old. His mother said that he wanted to be a psychiatrist, and he joined the Army so he could pay for college. Vanderbosch graduated from high school in 2002. He had only been in Iraq for a matter of weeks. Sergeant Large was 31 years old, and he left behind a 10-year-old daughter.
An IED also killed Marine Corporal John R. Stalvey. He was killed in the Anbar province after being in Iraq for just over a month. Stalvey joined the Marines after September 11th. He told his family that he joined in order to prevent another attack.
National Guard Sergeant Sean B. Berry died from a non-hostile weapons discharge on Monday. He had been serving as a sniper. Berry was 26 years old. His father, John Berry, said his son had actually volunteered to extend his time in Iraq to help another unit serving up north.
You can find out more information about America's Fallen at iCasualties.org and OperationTruth.org. You know, Americans aren't the only ones dying in Iraq. We'll have some thoughts on the Iraqi casualties of this war after this.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Filling in are Paul Rykoff and Anthony Lope.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Oh, I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot. You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot!
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our company. Compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218, and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
It's 17 past the hour. I am Paul Rykoff alongside Anthony LaPay. We're streaming online at airamericaradio.com. The blog is there also. Check it out. Check out Anthony's work at gnn.tv and mine at operationtruth.com.
You know, before the break, we took some time to honor America's fallen in Iraq. But in many ways, it's Iraqi civilians who are really the greatest victims of this war. They never signed up for it, and it just arrived at their doorsteps like the angel of death. So as we honor the American dead, I wanted to take some time, or we both wanted to take some time, to honor the Iraqi dead. So I spent the last couple of days trying to get a sense of, you know, how many Iraqis have died in the last week or so, and who were they? It's a very difficult proposition, actually, I found, to try to just get quantify that answer, that question.
Absolutely.
Yesterday, there was a suicide bombing in a Shia mosque that killed 25 Iraqis and wounded about 87 in the southern city of Hila. There was another retired police general and his two children, including a two-year-old daughter, were killed in a drive-by shooting in Kirkuk. Now, but to try to just to understand the scope of how many other Iraqis died this week, I turned to the people at iraqbodycount.net. That's a website that uses media reports to try to get an accurate total of how many Iraqis have died. Their total number, which is just an estimate based upon media reports, is that upwards of 29,000 Iraqi civilians have died since the invasion. Their low estimate is around 26,000. This year has been absolutely the worst, and the last couple months have been brutal. About 600 Iraqis died in September.
Wow.
Just last week, 95 Iraqi civilians died. August, 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, that includes upwards of 1,000 Iraqis who died in a stampede on a bridge in central Baghdad, which was a major tragedy.
And got absolutely no press attention by the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Their narrow-minded focus couldn't explore more than one issue at a time, and 1,000 people died at one place on a bridge in Baghdad. And they couldn't even really give it much focus at all.
Yeah, it was a stampede that happened when it was a religious procession of Shia, and they heard rumors that there were suicide bombers going through the crowd, and a massive stampede happened and just killed 1,000 people. It was devastating. The Iraqi body count people, along with the Oxford Research Group, also have tried to qualify who is actually killing who, which is also extremely difficult. They came up with some interesting statistics, Paul. Between March 2003 and March 2005, they found that their U.S. forces killed killed around 37% of Iraqi civilians, and the anti-occupation forces killed around 9% of civilians. And post-invasion criminal violence has accounted for about 36% of the deaths. Now, I think that has drastically changed because what's really going on right now is a brewing civil war. Mm-hmm. And the Shia and the Sunni are massacring each other in both targeted attacks. The Shia have now basically death squads set up and are going around taking out Sunni, not just Sunni insurgent leaders, but also civilians, doctors, right, and others. Right.
And Mukhtar al-Sadr has also declared war
right.
on the Shia.
Right. On the Sunnis.
I'm sorry, on the Sunnis, exactly.
Yeah. And a lot of people have talked about the Lancet study. Mm-hmm. This was a study done by a group of doctors from Johns Hopkins that was published in The Lancet, which is probably the most respected British medical journal. And they came up with a number that's been widely quoted of 100,000 Iraqi civilians that have right. died. Now, I did a lot of looking into that. It's been a very controversial number. And one of the first misconceptions that I think people have about that number is that what they were saying, this was an estimate, and I'll explain the methodology in a second, but it's not the number of civilians that have been killed by American or insurgent forces, but the total number of people who have died who wouldn't have died or wouldn't have been expected to have died before the invasion. In other
right,
words,
right,
the mortality
right.
rate.
Right, right.
Their numbers were also widely, it was a huge range. It went up to about 180,000 or as low as like 30 or 40,000, I believe. So it was a very wide range of variables, and it also took a very small sample. That said, I think this 29,000 number that the Iraq body count is probably much very low, because what was important about this Lancet study is that it took into account the just total destruction of the medical system in Iraq. The hospitals are completely falling apart. I just read an article today about how a lot of doctors are leaving the country. They don't have basic medicines. Mm-hmm. I know you saw firsthand when you were in Baghdad, Paul,
right, right.
just how screwed up the medical system was. You have this incredible, crazy story. Tell the listeners this story about one of the guys who worked on your base.
Well, we were focused, when I was with the Army in Baghdad, we were focused in an area that the Army called Sector 17. It was on the eastern bank of the Tigris River in a neighborhood that is called Adamiya. It's a predominantly Sunni area. Isam Pasha, who was my interpreter, mentioned it earlier. And it was a very volatile sector. It was one of the most active sectors in Iraq during that time period of 2003 to 2004. We were responsible primarily for the largest medical center in Baghdad. After the invasion, it was in shambles, and it really became a magnet for problems, because anybody who needed medical care came there, and anyone who wanted to kill the person that they hadn't finished killing yet went there also, and there was gun running going on. It was total chaos, and I mean, you really can't appreciate, unless you've been there, the low quality of care. The doctors are overwhelmed, and there are still divisions between the different ethnic groups. I had Sunni doctors who told me they wouldn't operate to save a child's life because she was a Shia.
Right.
And the divisions were so deep. But the bottom line was that medical area was really in shambles. And we had a guy who worked in our compound who was an Iraqi civilian named Hassan. And one day he was walking to work, and he came with another man. He was late, and he was unusual. We said, where the heck is he? How could he be late? This is very unusual. And they said, hey, LT, come up to the gate. You got to check this out. And I was a lieutenant, so I went up there and checked it out. And he was kind of hunched over, and he was always smiling, always very happy and jovial. And his cousin was with him. And his cousin, he couldn't even speak. And he explained to me that Hassan wanted to come to work, but he couldn't work today. And he had brought his cousin in his place because he wanted to make sure that we had the work done today and he wasn't fired. And I said, okay, but why did he bring you? And he said, because he's got a bullet in his neck right now.
What?
And I said, what? And there's a phenomenon in Iraq that the soldiers used to call God bullets, okay? It's common in Iraq to celebrate everything from a soccer game to a marriage by firing a weapon up in the air, AK-47. What, honestly, people didn't realize is the bullets come down.
Yeah,
okay?
Thursday night in Baghdad, right, is wedding night, and you'll be driving around, people will be hanging out of buses, like five guys shooting off AK-47.
It looks like a fireworks show. I mean, the night that Saddam was captured, it looked like 4th of July. Same thing when they killed Uday and Qusay. But this bullet came down, was lodged in this man's neck about an inch from his spine. He was obviously our friend, and he worked for us, and we wanted to make sure he received adequate treatment. We took him to our battalion surgeon, who told us that he could not treat this man because the bullet was not American. Okay, he told us, we said, sir, you got to operate on this guy. You got to get this bullet out. He could die immediately if you don't do it. And he said, we can only treat Iraqis who have been hit with bullets from Americans. So we took him down to the hospital, and what happened was the doctor there then said, I can't treat him right now. I don't have the resources. And what the long story short, we actually brought money together by the soldiers and said, what does it cost to get the bullet out of this man's neck? And he gave us a dollar value. It was something like $100. And the guy said, you know what? We're going to pay for this, but we're going to come back and make sure you're taking care of kids and doing the right thing. This type of bartering went on all the time. And we could, of course, force them. You know, that was always an option. The American soldiers say, look, fix this guy or we'll shoot you. But we tried to do it the right way. But the medical care, the bottom line being the medical care in Iraq is and was atrocious.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not in bad shape when you get there, you will be by the time you leave. No anesthetic, no hygiene, you know, blood everywhere. And these divisions that fragment the society also fragment the medical care. And doctors would actually face death if they couldn't save people. People would say, you didn't save my son. I'm coming back to get you. It was absolutely
right.
Bizarre.
And just think how bad it was then, right? And just how bad it's getting now.
Yo, wait, I don't believe this. A guy who just looks like Christopher Walken. Just walked into the control room. The actor, Christopher Walken. Unbelievable. He's here. We're going to get him in the studio right after the break. There's a lot of rumor about him running for president. Christopher Walken's here, man.
It looks like him.
It's him. It's him. We're going to get him in here right after the break. Stick around. Christopher Walken. Hey, man. Come here. I want to talk to you. Some will smile in your face.
We only really wanted to take your place. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaFay and Paul Rykoff.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning-after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Truth, Justice, Rykoff and LePay, sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
34 past the hour, I am Paul Rykoff. Next to me is Anthony LePay. Again, 34 past the hour. Now, before the break, our producer, Big Skinny Jay, did some amazing work. And I'm extremely excited because we've got an amazing guest with us right now. The fantastic, talented, accomplished actor, Christopher Walken. There's been a lot of speculation all over the internet and a new website that's up right now, Walken2008.com. And he's with us tonight to really, I think, break some big news here. Mr. Walken, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure to be here. Guys, you're looking good.
Well, let's get right down to it here with you, sir. I mean, today President Bush gave a huge speech on the war in Iraq. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it was sadly lacking in specifics, you know. I mean, he's got a lot to say, nothing behind it. I'd like to have heard, you know, something more. He talked about these terrorists as being evil but not insane. And I think that's an intelligent way to look at it, but I think maybe he's battling it the wrong way.
So he's battling it the wrong way. Mr. Walken, we're talking with Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken, what would you do next? How would you wage the war on terror?
Well, the war on terror started here. It started on our soil. And it was Bush's goal to get it off of our soil and go fight them where they live. I think it's time to get it off of Iraq's soil now and go even further to where they have yet to go.
Further? Where else would we go?
I'm thinking Morocco.
Morocco?
I've always hated Morocco. I think we got to go in there. We got to get in. We got to get into Morocco, gentlemen, and really clobber them. We have to hit them where their finances are coming from. We have to get them where their women are.
Morocco? Would you stop there, Mr. Walken?
No, I don't think I'd stop in Morocco. You know, I was recently in Paris shooting a film. I had some bad shellfish. I don't really like the French anyway. You know, a bunch of pansies. They tend to back away, shy away. And we keep trying to be diplomatic. Well, diplomacy can go right out the window. Gentlemen, the Eiffel Tower, France's next gift to the United States of America.
You want to steal back the Eiffel Tower?
I'm saying that most of Europe is ours. I'm saying it's ripe for the picking.
Well, so Morocco and then Western Europe.
I think Western Europe is merely the second step on a long staircase of power.
Is this war ever going to end?
This war ends when Americans live and breathe freedom into every inch of our soil on this planet.
Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay on Air America live with Christopher Walken, who is rumored to be running for president in 2008. You know, this has been obviously a war based somewhat on oil. Mr. Walken, what would be your plan to wage war in Iraq with regard to oil, and how would we get our energy independence?
Paul, I think oil is a backwards view. I think we're looking behind us when we're looking at oil. I think we need to look into the future. We need to look forward. We need to look at the other natural resources that are offered to us by our great Mother Earth. I'm talking about wind, people.
Wind?
I'm saying that if we go to places like the Sudan, any place in Africa, really. Africa, there's no one defending Africa. We could walk into Africa. You want wind? Gentlemen, I'm giving you wind. I'm saying we start continent by continent with the open spaces.
That's very innovative, Mr. Walken. So New Orleans has obviously been a tragic event in our nation's history. Your thoughts on the government's reaction and Bush's response to New Orleans? You know, what would you do differently as a potential candidate for president?
Well, New Orleans is a great city. I spent many, many times there, many days there, even in my youth, especially my youth. Always had a good time, often too good a time. I think, actually, specifically of one fantastic evening, started at your typical Bourbon Street bar. I got served a shot of something blue in a test tube. I was dancing for a while, I remember that. And the next thing I know, I had beads on my head. I was standing on a balcony with my shirt off. And I was yelling, "Mother's got milk for baby. Mother's got milk for baby." All I remember after that is waking up the next morning. I was at a Super 8. Off the strip somewhere, and there was a woman in bed next to me. She had a stake through her heart. And gentlemen, I'm not saying that I killed this woman. I'm not saying I drove a stake through her heart. I'm saying she had sideburns. I suspect she was a werewolf. I don't know who killed her, but it was the right thing to do. New Orleans, great tragedy. I would love to have been there when it happened. I would love to have been able to help. Unfortunately, I was elsewhere.
Well, Sean Penn was there, you know, very controversial, walking around with a shotgun. You know, talk about that, your perspective as an actor, your fellow actor out there with a shotgun, saving people.
Well, Sean Penn is one of the smartest people I know. Sean Penn wants to carry a shotgun. Sean Penn should carry a shotgun. I don't know why everyone gets up in arms over this. Listen, it's a dangerous time, and trauma does dangerous things to dangerous people. The only way to prevent danger, to protect from danger, is to be yourself. Dangerous. Gentlemen, I'm proposing arms for everybody.
But, you know, someone who might actually agree with that would be Donald Rumsfeld, the current, you know, Secretary of Defense. He's come under fire recently for his lack of responsiveness to equipment and body armor for our soldiers. What are your thoughts?
You go to war with the army you have. Gentlemen, we're the United States of America. We have a great army. When he said that, he meant it, and it was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to say. Rumsfeld, another smart man, a guy I could have on my team. Seems like a guy who likes his brandy, his cigars. I could take him under my lanai, maybe talk about horse racing. Is he a horse owner? Can we look into that? I think we should look into that.
We'll get right on that, Mr. Walken.
Very good.
Speaking of horse owners, Mike Brown ran an Arabian horse farm prior to becoming the head of FEMA. What do you think about Mike Brown and his response?
Poor Mike Brown. Mike Brown was put into a place that he did not deserve to be. He's a very, very experienced leader, just of the wrong thing. Why was he there? This is where Bush and I differ. You know, I don't understand how he makes his choices. Mike Brown should have been leading the charge, the cavalry in Iraq. He should be on horseback where he belongs with swords and flowery hats. He shouldn't be digging through rubble and floodwaters trying to find dead babies.
Who would you be your FEMA director?
My FEMA director would be someone who knows how to rally the troops. Probably be a director of some kind. Maybe Spielberg. Very mainstream. I understand that it's a mainstream choice. But listen, I think disaster relief is a place where you need resources. And if you want resources, you want money, you go to the Jews. Everybody knows it. Especially everybody in Hollywood.
Well, speaking of resourcefulness, you know, it's been rumored that the U.S. Navy has actually been using dolphins to help fight the war on terror. Your thoughts, Mr. Walken?
I think dolphins are smart creatures. I think if they're willing to do the work, they should do the work. I don't see why everyone's so mad. You know, they're clearly intelligent, more intelligent than us, or at least most of us. And I'd say that, you know, if that's their choice, that's what they should do.
Mr. Walken, thank you for those insights. The wind idea
incredible.
Is brilliant. Brilliant stuff. We'll be right back, actually, after the break with more from potential presidential candidate Christopher Walken, because we want to know who is he going to pick for his cabinet if he ran. It is 42 past the hour.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Anthony LaFay and Paul Rykoff.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Truth, Justice, Rykoff and LePay, sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
It's 47 past the hour, a little classic Van Halen for you. Anthony LePay is alongside me, Paul Rykoff, and we're talking with famed actor and possible presidential candidate, Christopher Walken, and I think Anthony is chomping at the bit here.
Now, let's make some news here tonight, Mr. Walken. There's been all this speculation about you running for president. You know, are you ready to announce something? Do you have something to announce tonight?
Gentlemen, I'm a man in a studio with opinions. I'm no political candidate. I'll say this, however. I've got a rash, and the only cream is Walken 2008. I've got a disease, and the only cure is Walken for president. I've got a tumor, and the only treatment, President Walken.
So this is incredibly innovative. I think you'd make a very, very compelling candidate, Mr. Walken. But what kind of people would you choose for your administration? Who would you choose as a running mate?
Well, Paul, this is where Bush has it right. He's going to people he knows. He's going to his friends. His friends, my friends, very smart people. I'd like to start with Harvey Keitel. He's a strong man. He's a man who knows his business, a family man. A country could use the leadership of a man like Harvey.
Is Harvey qualified, though, Mr. Walken?
Is Harvey qualified? Have you seen Pulp Fiction? They call him in when the shit hits the fan. Other people, Willem Dafoe, great Secretary of State. I can see him sitting at the back of Congress, banging the gavel, if you would, of justice.
What about women? Would you have any women in your administration?
No, I don't think so, Paul.
Minorities, maybe. You know, this is a president who's really been heralded for his promotion of minorities in this administration.
Counter to President Bush, instead of going evil but not insane, I'd go insane but not evil. A little insanity is a good thing. Let's get crazy. Gary Busey, Secretary of Defense. I don't think I'm overstepping my bounds when I'm saying that Hollywood has produced some excellent people, some excellent politicians, and some great leaders.
Great minds, yes.
But Mr. Walken, Gary Busey's not a minority.
Gary Busey's a minority in this respect. He's one of the few actual actors with a television show these days. If you watch television, Paul, there's no actors left. It's all reality shows. It's all cashiers from Walmart.
Mr. Walken, you know, you've got an incredible history of making very violent movies. How would you deal with violence in America?
Violence is an unfortunate but necessary side effect of change, Paul. Violence, while it seems a cancer, it really is the cure to what ails us. Let me give you an example. I'm going shopping. I don't like the price of something, I could stand and bicker, like so many politicians do today in our Congress. Or I sock the guy behind the counter and walk away with my Luna bar. Who's better off?
A high, very high in protein.
High protein, bars. Listen, yeah. Formulated and marketed for women, but I'm going to tell you, gentlemen, chocolatey goodness all around.
So, Mr. Walken, you know, there are a lot of very, very powerful candidates who you could face in the 2008 presidential election. So, you know, give us your thoughts on some of the top contenders, Rudy Giuliani, Hillary Clinton, John McCain.
Rudy and I spent time with Rudy in Vegas over a long weekend. We were there for a telethon. It was a few years ago. He's a good man, heavy drinker. I could see maybe making a place for him in my cabinet. However, I don't see him as the top man. I don't see him as the head cheese.
And what about, say, John McCain or John Kerry? They're combat vets, decorated combat vets. How would you be able to contend with that type of resume?
Paul, did you see the deer hunter? I think that speaks for itself. I've seen the worst of humanity as much as these guys. I've been in the as much as these guys. If you don't think that I can handle whatever it is that these towel heads want to throw at us, you're fucking wrong.
So, Mr. Walken, some might say, you know, your acting career is on decline and you're just looking for something new. Maybe you're bored. What would you say to those critics?
Because people have not seen Wedding Crashers. They have yet to see Domino.
Domino.
Domino is a great film. I'm saying Oscar.
Supermodel Bounty Hunter.
Supermodel Bounty Hunter is a formula for success. I don't know if you've seen her lately. She kind of reminds me of Winona Ryder, except without the theft.
So, you know, we've talked to you a lot. Again, we're talking to Christopher Walken, a potential candidate for president in 2008, Anthony LaPay and Paul Rykoff on Air America filling in for Mike Malloy. Mr. Walken, you're dropping some serious bombs here. Anything we're missing, anything you want the American people to for sure know about tonight?
Well, this is what I've got to say to the American people. There's theater, there's drama, and then there's real life. I'm about real life. I'm a family man, married, never cheated on my wife, as far as anyone in this studio knows. I'm not going to have the problems that a lot of your presidential candidates have. I didn't go to an Ivy League school. I don't do cocaine. I do goodness. I do justice to the American way. The United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, is our home. It's where I've spent my entire life. I know it well. I want to preserve it. I want to preserve what we have here, the freedoms and the gasoline-powered engines. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Walken, thank you so much for being with us today. I hope you'll come back again and join us. Anthony and I would love for you to make your formal announcement for president. I mean, I think you'd make a fantastic candidate. You definitely mix things up. You know, your performance in Kangaroo Jack was fantastic. And I hope that you'll come back again to announce your candidacy for the presidency of the United States in 2008.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you saying that. Kangaroo Jack, someone saw that film. It's a miracle. Seriously, let's not get ahead of ourselves right now, but it'd be a pleasure to join you again anytime. You're a good gentleman. Paul, Anthony, thank you. I appreciate your time today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Christopher Walken. A lot of scuttlebutt right now. Walken 2008 is on the internet, and we're hoping next time he comes back, he will announce formally that he'll be a candidate for president of the United States in 2008.
Whoa. An unbelievable interview, Paul.
Fantastic.
I mean,
groundbreaking.
What a guy. Good night, Christopher. It was great seeing you. You know, we were talking earlier about the geopocalypse.
Yeah, we were talking about it. And we're going to continue to talk about it. We'll try it again. We were talking about the geopocalypse.
Justice. Welcome to the geopocalypse.
Well, you know, it's scary. It's scary. It's really, things are coming apart.
Well, but what I was saying is maybe this is, you know, look at what Mr. Walken, you know, his platform. He's pro-gun. He's anti-Morocco.
Anti-Morocco.
He's buddies with Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's a big drinker. Questionable past.
Yep.
Skeletons.
Him and Bush both, maybe they ran into each other down New Orleans and had a good time back in the early days.
Could have been. I mean, you know what? The Democratic Party is really looking for candidates right now. I mean, we didn't even get into his party affiliation. Maybe he'll be an independent candidate for president.
Yeah.
Like Gina Davis in that new TV show about the president.
Oh, that is the worst. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's like basically
It's like West Wing for dummies. It's like a sixth grade version of the West Wing with B actors. Gina Davis is horrible. Donald Sutherland, who I always love as the evil guy, is the weakest evil guy you've ever seen.
They
on
need
show.
Christopher Walken.
But you know what's really going on? If you look inside the GOP, I think it's not as much a geopocalypse as it is a Bush apocalypse, and this administration sort of falling apart. And there's a sort, I think, a reordering of the Republican Party. I mean, if you look at that vote on the McCain Amendment on the use of torture and coercion in the Army, 90-9.
Yep,
it was voted down. I think this administration is sort of lame duck, and the rest of the GOP is you know trying to reorganize and figure out who's
so they're
who's coming up
next. Do you think they're outflanking the Democrats by distancing themselves from Bush?
Yeah.
I mean, they're really. I don't think Bush is going to be in critical states stumping on behalf of congressional candidates in 06, which could be really pivotal.
Yeah. No, I think there's a whole slew of potential candidates and potential power players for 08 who are figuring out that this administration, with the poll numbers that they're getting right now, with Iraq only going to hell in a handbasket coming up, is that they're trying to get as far as away as they can.
No, I think you're right, Anthony. And thanks especially to our guest tonight, Esam Pasha, Michael Franti. No thanks to Fred Phelps. He's a hate monger. Mike's back on Monday night. And on Friday night, come back and join us, because we've got some big names from the intersection of politics and culture. We're going to have System of a Down, Serj Tankian, and lead man for them. They could be something like the Pink Floyd of our generation, and they're really dropping some amazing stuff. Nate Fick, the author of One Bullet Away, a Marine Corps veteran, is going to be in studio to talk to us about the inside scoop on Tora Bora. And we're going to talk to Gideon Yeago from MTV News, who's going to offer some interesting perspective. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay, we're proud to be sitting in for Mike Malloy. Thanks for being with us. Come back tomorrow night. And we'll bring noise.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio with Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait!
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll